they called it Nonviolent Action Against Nuclear Weapons.
Okay.
And that was the both the name of the project and the, I think they called it a ad hoc committee.
Okay.
Of planners.
And what year was this?
That was 1957.
Okay.
And this was before the action took place on the test site in August.
Right.
But they started planning it, I think, in May.
Okay.
And I was hired in June, for 1st of June, probably.
Okay.
Somewhere around in there. And so I, you know, it was easy for, as I say, I don't remember how I got the job, but it was easy for me to go back to New York and live in the same place that I had lived in.
So basically you'd heard about it through connections, groups
probably,
that you were involved
yeah.
in, networking kind of
yeah.
stuff. Okay.
And the man who actually hired me was the man that was directing the project, and his name was Lawrence Scott.
Okay.
He's described a little bit in some of the newspaper clippings that I had. I had not known him with this sort of group of pacifists that I had been involved with, but I always had the impression at the time that the people who were the inspiration for this project were A.J. Mustey and Bayard Rustin and some of the other people that worked
sure.
with them, these older Quakers and people that were very disturbed about nuclear testing, not only nuclear weapons, but nuclear testing
right.
and felt like something dramatic had to be done to make people aware of
right.
you know, what was really going on.
And obviously at this point you were aware of the test site, of the Nevada test site?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I was, the testing, atmospheric testing was getting some publicity even that early.
Right.
And people were worried about the dangers of it.
Okay.
So I think they planned this knowing that there was a level of anxiety in the general population
uh-huh.
that could be tapped,
right.
you know, as a way to bring attention to the larger issue of
sure.
nuclear weapons.
Sure.
So I know that that's why they decided to go to the test site.
Uh-huh.
And my recollection is that there had never been any protests at the test site. Now, I could be wrong, but
I mean, that's the thing. This may very well be the beginning of those early protests that
uh-huh.
we hear about. So
yeah, I think this was the first one.
I think you're right.
And from the reaction we got when we went to Las Vegas, I mean, there was a lot of interest in the group. And
really?
Yes.
Within Las Vegas?
Yes. I mean, by that I mean the press gave
mm-hmm.
us, you know, much more attention
right.
than they certainly would now. And this term, atom lopers,
right.
was invented by the newspapers.
Okay,
then.
How did that, do you know?
Because this, the project people were, you know, being very public about what they were going to do, you know, trying to get attention,
uh-huh.
actually. They had visited lots of the churches trying to get church support
right.
and the newspapers and, you know, anyone else who would listen
uh-huh.
to tell them that they were going to have a group of people that would nonviolently enter the test site
okay.
on the day of August 6th,
okay.
which was also a day in which they were scheduling an atmospheric nuclear test.
Oh.
Which... you know, as I look back on it now, you know, you have to wonder what the government, it was really
astonishing.
Boy, that's
something.